When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. That gate is open, so come on in and let's visit. Free choice. Ooh, it's a marvelous thing. We are so accustomed to it in America that we often forget just how prevalent the luxury to make decisions and selections purely for our own benefit. When one cosmetic company alone offers over 160 shades of lipstick, there are thousands of soaps, breads, pizzas, lotions, cloths, diapers, and cell phone options vying for our nod and dollars. Good grief, I get overwhelmed in the cereal aisle or just pledging my allegiance to one particular brand of soda pop. All of these choices, they do give us a better chance of being uniquely designed by our own taste while we satisfy them. Now, it may be the style of jeans we wear, the cut of our hair, the car or truck we drive, the career we pursue, or the color we paint a room. Our decisions to marry or remain single, go to college or go to work, have a house full of babies, or be satisfied to just visit the nieces and nephews. All are part of the history that defines our life and determines our identity. Are we known as brand loyal or bargain savvy? Do we appear wealthy or cheap? Questions press and decisions rest on the drive to be wise or be wasteful. Put simply, our choices can make or break us, honor or humiliate us. Choices are proactive and reactive. They are well thought out or haphazard. We create patterns in our life based on such decision-making skills. Free choice is marvelous and a dangerous thing. Granted, usually day-to-day buying decisions are not life-threatening, but they may be costly. Granted, our preferences don't ordinarily dictate our ultimate destiny, but they can prevent a clear direction. From this country girl, here's a tip when it comes to which way we tilt. Be careful about the choices you make. The bigger the decision, the more you had better pay attention. These life decisions need careful, prayerful consideration. They may determine where and how and with whom we spend the rest of our existence. It's your choice. Make it a good one. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.